Today's podcast episode was with Academic Mindset, and I truly loved it. We talked about self-care and burnout and making sure that new teachers feel like they have a voice. I really hope you enjoy this podcast.
Okay, awesome.
So can you please tell me a little bit about yourself?
All right. My name is Kevin Lightman. I just finished my PhD in curriculum and instruction. I'm kind of all over the map. I teach English language arts at a high school, and I've taught every grade from 7 through 12. I also direct Academic Mindset. I build curriculum and do professional development on mindset. And I'm also married to a PhD graduate. We met at the same program, and she teaches at the college level. And we have a toddler, Asher. He's 3 years old. He might be jumping in on this call at random too. I'm sorry if he does.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, he's running around singing right now. So,
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Sure. So, the days that I love the most are when I see students who have really put their mind on something and they're trying to achieve beyond, you know, the average student. They're trying to do something special, and you see the culmination of it. You see that moment where, you know, all the stars align and they've reached that goal that seemed crazy at first. And, you know, that's happened to me a few times in my career. And, you know, one was a wrestler who started wrestling his freshman year of high school, wasn't very athletic, but he said, I wanted to make it to states. And it was 3 years of practices, like 7 days a week for him. And he worked so hard and he finally reached that goal. I almost cried that day. And then there was another student I had. She wanted to be a fashion designer, and she almost dropped out of high school. She was having a lot of trouble with her grades, a lot of trouble with her friend group, but she pushed through. She found a way to reach that goal. She graduated from high school and started her fashion brand like right after, and it's been very successful. And I love those student stories. That's what really drives me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because I know that when you teach a while, it definitely, you get to see that impact. Like right now, when I'm just starting out, I hope I make an impact. And then I know the teachers always say that you're going to hear those stories, you know, when you get older. But it's just, it's cool to think that something that we do can make that impact in those kids' lives. And then we might not hear about it after a while, but after a few years, they always somehow come back to you and, you know, they tell you about the impact you made. So I'm waiting for those moments, but I know that I love hearing those stories because it's so cool to see that one person can make that much of a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, there's really only a few stories that I've had in my career, and I'm on year 8 now. So yeah, you do have to be patient and really just invest in students and kind of watch that growth and keep encouraging them. And every now and then they'll come up with something amazing. And as a new teacher, it can be really difficult because you're not going to get that moment right away. Mm-hmm. You might get like small moments that kind of show you that you're on the right track. But when you hit that big moment and you see a student really do something amazing, I mean, it's just so heartwarming. And that makes it all worth it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I love those. I love moments even when my kids write notes. Sometimes it just makes you smile and it makes you realize that you are making some kind of difference. So yeah, those always keep me going.
Absolutely.
So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
Okay, so when I first started teaching, I got burnt out very quickly. And I ended up actually writing my dissertation topic on burnout because it was just such a constant in my life and it impacted me in such a negative way. And one of the biggest reasons for that was I felt from the beginning of my career that I had like very little administrative support. And I think a lot of new teachers feel that way where it's almost like administration is out to get them and there's always something extra to do and you're being voluntold to do things. And it got really difficult for me. They kind of told me right from the beginning they felt like I was a very strong teacher walking in. So they just loaded me up with responsibilities and put me in multiple grade levels, many preps, the most difficult classrooms. And, you know, it definitely piles up. And when you're new, you don't really have a lot of that experience. You don't have lesson plans that you can kind of just revamp. You have to make everything fresh. So, you know, kind of dealing with all that pressure, I felt like I was failing all the time. I felt like I never had enough time. And I felt like it was just completely overwhelming. But you asked, you know, what did you learn from that? And one of the biggest things that I learned way too late, and I wish I would have learned it my first year, is most administrators, obviously this doesn't apply to everyone, but most administrators want to help their teachers, but they don't necessarily know how, or they might not necessarily know what their new teachers are going through, right? For a lot of them, they haven't been a new teacher ever, or at least for a long time. So for me as a new teacher, I really could have advocated for myself just by bringing them on as a team and being like, hey, this is where I'm struggling. This is some of the pressure that I can't really get off my shoulders. Can you help me? I thought I wasn't really allowed to ask for help. So, you know, I just kind of tried to do it all. And, you know, I got buried in the paperwork and I got buried in all the extra stuff. So that's one thing I definitely learned as I got further into my career, is that it's okay to tell an administrator, no, I can't. Or it's okay to tell an administrator, I need help, and here's exactly what I need help with, and here's how you can help me. And the more specific you are with that, the more they can really do to actually impact you in a positive way.
Yeah, I think that that's something that I'm, as a new teacher, it's also something that's on my mind, is just you get so much paperwork and you get so much. Like when I'm lesson planning or working with my students, like I love having my students in my room, but then there's behavior issues also that I'm trying to deal with. But when you're new, it's hard to figure out what works and what doesn't. So it's like, I feel like I'm trying things and some things are not working and others are, and you're trying to kind of figure your teaching style out. But then when you have difficult kids, I'm like, okay, so there's a new challenge that I'm not prepared for. So every day is different, but I feel like I have some strategies that I lean on, and then some, you know, that aren't working, I need to figure out a way to revamp. But it is, when you're new, there's a lot thrown at you. And I think that it's important to keep self-care a priority, because I know I struggled with that last year. Like I was not taking care of myself as much as I should have been, because I was so, you know, I was working a lot, and now I'm kind of like, I go home and I'm like, I need to take time for myself. I need to give myself a break and watch TV, and, you know, the work will still be there, but I can do it at school. And it's just something that I kind of had to come to terms with, that I need myself to be refreshed in order to be my best, because if I'm drained and I'm tired, then it's not going to go well for my kids either.
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest pieces of advice my mentor gave me, was don't ever bring work home. And I kind of laughed at that. And then I really didn't follow her advice at first. And, you know, the more you just surround yourself with work, the more burnt out you get. I know in my first couple of years, I gained the most weight I've ever gained in my entire life. And I was not healthy. I wasn't feeling good. I was out of energy. And, you know, it's really tough to kind of manage the expectations plus the students that are really demanding time on you. And I think kind of going back to my beginning years, the thing I wish I would have done the most is just be present with the kids. I know there are a lot of times I started off in middle school. So my first group was eighth graders, seventh graders. And we had a lot of suicide risk. We had a lot of students who were, you know, just mentally drained, and, you know, things weren't going very well in their life. And I became somebody that a lot of those students trusted. So they would spend a lot of time at my desk kind of telling me who's struggling, or telling me, you know, what's going on out, you know, in their outside life. And I remember being so stressed, because I'd be listening to them like, yes, this is so important, but oh my goodness, I'm never going to finish my lesson plans. You know, and you get so caught up when an administrator's emailing you saying, hey, this is necessary, you need to get it done. And, you know, there were times where I did kind of blow students off. If it was something serious, of course I would give them the time. But if I felt like it was just a, you know, they're just giving me a little conversation, I would blow students off sometimes. And I hated that feeling. Paperwork felt so important. And then as I started moving on, I realized, no, those conversations, that's what's important, because the more you have the small conversations, the more likely they are to have those big, really important conversations with you. And, you know, those ended up being opportunities that I might have missed. And, you know, I just that's not acceptable to me anymore. But as a new teacher, you know, I'm thinking job security, am I getting all my paperwork done? And, you know, that's, it's really damaging to developing yourself as a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think that it's definitely something that I'm always burdened with paperwork, but then I see my kids and they come up to me and they want to talk. And I'm like, you know, it's hard to keep that separate. You're like, yes, I want to talk. But like also, you know, I was teaching a lesson and they tried to talk to me about their life. And it's like, you're being pulled in a million directions. Like, do I talk to a kid? And then they eventually they still talk to me at the end, you know, when I'm by my door, they're like, can I talk to you about something? I'm like, yeah. And like, I have kids be completely honest with me. If they're having a rough day, they like write me a note and they're like, I had a rough day. And, you know, I'm sorry that I was, you know, mad or crabby or whatever it was. They're like, I'll be better tomorrow. So they at least have that relationship with me that they know, and I know something's up. Like, I had a kid today apologize because she was super sugared up, so she was so energetic, and I was like, what is going on? And then so she wrote me a note. She's like, I'm sorry, I just ate too much sugar. I'm like, okay. But like, so, and she's one of my sweet kids, but it was just funny because I was like, okay, so like at least they're telling me, you know, what's going on, and they know that's because I know something's up. So I'm like looking at them and they're like, you know, you could kind of figure it out, but they're my kids are very transparent with me, so that's always good too, because I have kids who open up and who tell me that they're having a rough day, and they know that they're comfortable with me to say that, so that I know that maybe they're not giving me 110% today, but I know what's going on and they're like outside of my classroom that's impacting their education. So then you try to fix that, and you know, sometimes it's not easy, but I think if you have that honest relationship with a kid, it definitely helps, because they know they can come to you, and that sets that strong bond to move forward and to actually learn something, because they feel like they can let you know of their issues, and then you can kind of, you know that that's in place, and then move on with your lesson, and it's not taking away from that.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we get caught up in that a lot too, this kind of perfectionist mindset. You know, as a teacher, we want to be perfect, so then we want our students to be perfect, and you know, one little thing can throw us off. And it's a really nice place to be in when you realize, you know, it's all about growth, and it's all about getting their best every day, because their best is not going to look the same every day. You know, we could wish for that, but the reality is, yeah, they do have things going on outside, and some days they don't get sleep, or some days they get too much sleep, or, you know, and there's a lot of things that can impact them. And our job is to really just bring out their best, whatever that might be each day. And if they can start identifying, you know, the barriers, when they start realizing, hey, this is what's going on, that's a really good place for them to be in mindset-wise.
Yeah, so what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers? I know we touched on this, but I just want to hear, like, if you have any tips or any other things that come to mind that can help anyone listening that is new.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most important thing that we don't talk about too much is priorities. And when you think about what's on a new teacher's plate, you have everything on your plate. Those are going to be your hardest years of teaching, because again, you are developing everything from scratch. You are getting the most pressure. You know, you're starting courses that you've never taught before. So it's a lot of work on the front end. So it's really important that you have very strict priorities, and that you keep to those priorities, and you have to hold yourself accountable to it. So for me, I knew that my priorities were, you know, building student relationships, delivering engaging content. Then things like standardized testing were way at the bottom, right? Things like paperwork that didn't immediately affect students, way at the bottom. And if I knew that those were my priorities, that's exactly how I had to spend my time. And if you kind of align your time with your priorities, you end up getting done everything that you feel you need to get done, and you're going to be really happy with what you've done. So that's my big advice to new teachers, is be really careful about planning out your priorities, right? Know what's most important to you, know what's least important to you, and then make sure that the time you're spending matches those priorities you have. If you do that, you're going to go home every day happy. You're going to feel like you did a job well done. If you waste your time on things that aren't so much your priorities, you're going to feel like it was a wasted day.
Yeah, that's a great way to put things also, because I think sometimes we get, again, so focused on the other things. And if we have a priority to make a difference in one kid's life, or just to smile at a kid or talk to a kid, and that happens, then you know that you at least made some type of impact. So that's always, I know that I have a million to-do lists everywhere, and I'm always trying to figure out what is really important and what can be kind of pushed off until later. But my kids are always come first. Like, if they need something, I will drop all the stuff I'm doing and help them out, because that's what's important. And then I can get back to my stuff. But it's always just being there for the kids and knowing that they need us a lot more sometimes. And sometimes things can wait on our sides, but we need to advocate for our students, because they're the future and we need to be there for them. So it's, I know that sometimes we think, I always think, oh, okay, I have to finish this like today. And then if it waits a day, it's okay. Like, I have to realize that I need time for myself too, and I need time to give to my kids. So how can people get in contact with you? Feel free to share any social media handles that you have.
Sure. People can find me on Twitter, Kevin Leitman, L-E-I-C-H-T-M-A-N. Probably the easier way to find us is Academic Mindset. You can just type in at Academic Mindset on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you'll find our business page there, and you can always connect with me. I run those pages, so if you want to shoot me a message and ask me anything about what we talked about here, you're more than welcome to get me on that as well. And then our website is zacademicmindset.com.
Thank you. So is there anything else that you would like to discuss?
I just want to thank you. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be on this podcast. I really love what you're doing, talking to new teachers while you're being a new teacher. I think that's something that's really powerful. I think a lot of people try to wait until they're in a certain position to make an impact or to learn more or to be engaged. And I think we need a lot more people out there like you who are really paving the way as you go, and, you know, kind of creating that form and opening up and being really vulnerable to, you know, what's happening in your own career. That's something I really appreciate about you. And I hope more teachers out there are going to take that call and use their experience, no matter what experience it is, to help, you know, better the profession as a whole. So, you know, thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. And I know that I'm obviously interested in hearing about your patients. So if you have anything that you want to send to me on via email, I can always get that out as well.
Absolutely.
When I release the podcast, just some more information, because I think that's really cool that you do all that stuff. And I think it's so important to talk about burnout and self-care. So I like that you're researching those topics.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you again for being on. I appreciate it.